Welcome to the Hustler's Guide to Flow. I'm your host, Marcia Miyake, and I'm taking you into the minds of some of the most incredible leaders in the medical, research, business, and yes, even spiritual fields to equip you with powerful insights and practical strategies to level up in business and in life. The next level version of yourself starts now. Welcome back to another episode, my loves. I felt really called to do a quick little episode on relationships because, well, in general, a lot of women come to me for relationship advice. But in the last couple of days, I was either on calls with or I got DM'd or voice notes from women that had just come out of a relationship and they were saying a lot of the same things. And I was like, oh my gosh, I have to do a podcast episode on this so that I can give them some clarity, but also be able to point women in the future to some guidance. Now, before I get into the question we need to stop asking at the end of a relationship, as well as giving you some questions that you could be asking at the end of a relationship, I want to preface this whole episode by saying that there is no judgment ever. So I say this from a place of love and acceptance and just nurturing because I have made all the mistakes in the past, you know, like it was a journey to get to attracting Dan, who is my soulmate and my twin flame. You know, it was a journey. I had attracted a lot of men who needed to do the work, and it was a reflection of me. It was because I needed to do the work. And in the same way that I received a lot of the treatment that a lot of my clients now come to me with, I also was dishing it out. Like I was not perfect either. So when I'm on the phone with my clients and they tell me, and I did this and I'm so embarrassed, I'm like, girl, I've been there. Like, it's okay. It's okay. This is a safe place. And you know, sometimes it's just a pattern. It's a pattern. We've been living our life for so long in a certain way, and we've been engaging in relationships for so long in a certain way that it's hard just to change, and we just don't have the information. So I'm here just to provide you with a little bit more information so that you can go into relationships from a more empowered place. So the number one thing that I always see women saying, and I have been there and I've asked it, it's, why did he do that? Why? Why would he, you know, why would he say that he cares about me and then he doesn't call me for like 5 days? Why would he sleep with me and then not call me ever after that? Why did he, you know, date me on and off for so long and then never commit to me and then a month later he's serious with someone else? Why? And this is like so disempowering, my loves, because it's hard enough for us to understand why we ourselves make certain decisions, let alone get into the psyche of someone else for the reasons that they do what they do. That's like so complex. Like, there's no way for anyone to ever be able to know definitively why someone else does something. That's not your business. With love, that is not your business. It is not our job to understand why someone did something. We'll never know. Let's just assume we'll never know, and it's actually not important. What's important is what you're taking away from that relationship. And I know that it's hard. Like, I know that's a complete paradigm shift to go from, because a lot of us want to ask, like, why did this happen? Or what did I do wrong? That's another one. Where did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Like, no. Because again, you're trying to understand someone else's perspective. That's not your job. And I know it's such a big jump from asking a question like, oh my God, why did he do this to me? To some of the questions that I'm going to be sharing with you. But I would invite you to recognize that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you're being called to something higher. Right? So when you are ready to receive the message, the message comes. Okay, so the message is here now, meaning you're ready to receive it, meaning you're ready to up-level in this area of your life. So being with the pain, right? Being with the pain of the breakup, right, is a question we can begin asking is, what can I learn from this? So I always say it's either I win or I learn. It's either like he's going to be my dream guy and he's going to be my king forever, or I'm going to learn something. I'm going to learn something about myself. I'm going to learn something about men in general. I'm going to learn. So I'm going to win or I'm going to learn. So what can I learn from that situation? And this can be a really reflective process where you can be like, oh, wow, I really didn't have firm boundaries right from the beginning. I didn't clearly state what I wanted from the beginning. I was like wishy-washy from the beginning. And if you don't give a man structure and you don't, I say the word demand, but that's not what I mean. If you don't command in your presence and in the way that you speak to him that you require a level of respect, then he doesn't know. He's not a mind reader. So what can I learn from this? So where are things that you can improve on? Again, in a very loving way, right? Here's another really empowering one as well, is what wound did this person trigger in me? Okay. For example, like if a guy out of nowhere, like let's say you were intimate with him and you thought, okay, like that kind of cements it. Now we're going to kind of just be together. Like we haven't officially said it, but we're going to be together. And then he like ghosts you. He like disappears. Rather than asking, why did he do that? Why did you do that? No. Ask, what wound has this triggered? Because obviously it's going to hurt. So what is it? What's that emotion that comes up? Is it I'm not good enough? Is it everybody leaves? Men hurt me? I'm not worthy? What is that underlying emotion, that underlying pain, that underlying fear? And try to link it back to something earlier in your life to understand and get clarity. Another question you can ask, which I think is really powerful, is what was my role in the relationship? Now, again, this isn't about making things your fault. It's not your fault. You're not responsible for other people's actions. You're only responsible for your actions, right? Nobody deserves to be ghosted. Nobody deserves to be used. Nobody deserves to be stringed along. What I mean by that is, okay, like going back to the boundaries. Did you allow it to happen? Did you go on no dates, right? So sometimes as women, we just allow a guy not even to court us. Like we're just kind of like a thing on the side. So you allowed it to happen. And again, I'm not trying to blame you for his, you know, unkind behavior. I'm trying to get you to take your power back. Because if you can recognize and take responsibility for your role in the relationship, i.e. allowing it to happen, because nothing happens in your life unless you allow it. Generally speaking, now I know there's some exceptions to that, but generally in relationship, it happens because we allowed it. Now, if we can take responsibility for that, guess what? Now I can change it. Now I know for next time, I'm not going to allow a guy to do that. I'm going to be more in my power the next time. And as I said, like when a relationship ends, no matter how significant or insignificant it was, there's a level of hurt there. There's pain. And a lot of times women are a lot more invested than men. We're a lot more emotionally attached than men, which is why we feel it on a deeper level. Now, some would argue that men feel it just as much. They just ignore it. And some would say that men feel the pain later. They kind of buffer and numb and distract, and then they feel it later, right? Or it manifests in different ways. But for the most part, a breakup is going to trigger something in you, and it's going to be painful. And even if you know you didn't do anything wrong, like on a logical level, like I didn't do anything wrong, yet this guy hurt you, or he broke up with you and didn't give you a reason, or he ghosted you, or he blocked you, or he did any kind of like just not really kind behavior, it's going to trigger in you some stuff where you're going to feel like, Am I good enough? And it's normal for you to question that. It's just a normal reaction. But what I would invite you to do is just don't stay there. Don't stay there. And what I mean by that is don't like distract and numb. What a lot of us tend to do is like, we'll have a glass of wine or you go out partying and you just, you know, all of that to avoid the feeling of feeling the pain. Feel the pain, but then honor yourself. And then the final question I would ask is, how can I show myself love in this moment? Because we're hurt and we need to acknowledge that. And denying that is bullshit. We're denying our lived experience if we pretend we're not hurt when we are. So what can I do for myself? So it might be, I'm just going to have a hot bath and I'm going to have like a nice piece of dark chocolate and I'm going to have a cup of tea and I'm going to watch something really inspirational, something high vibe. I'm going to connect with, you know, other supportive women online. Don't be joining these groups that are all like low vibe, complaining, like, let me vent about my life. That is not helpful. Get around things that are going to nourish you. Read a book. Write yourself a note. Write a list of all the things you appreciate about yourself. And then hold the vision of the partner you want to attract. Now, I said those questions like you could just ask them and it's going to be this fast process. I'm just trying to give you some tips and strategies that you can use right away. But for many of us, this is a deeper process and some deeper work. And some of these questions may, you know, uncover some more areas that you need to ask more questions. But that journey of self-discovery and self-awareness will get you into greater alignment with your highest self, and that will get you closer to your dream partner. Because your dream partner can't come to you when you're feeling broken and lost and unwanted and unworthy. He can't, because he will just mirror back those same emotions. Okay, guys, I hope you got some powerful takeaways from this episode. If so, please share it with someone. And if you haven't done so already, please review and subscribe, as it helps us to spread our message of inspiration. Sending you all so much love, and I'll see you on the next episode of The Hustler's Guide to Flow.